Closing on Bandit. No weapons lock.
2 minutes to end pursuit.
I'm on it. Closing on target.
Not anymore, Mark.
Shit, he's making a bat turn. Hitting the blowers.
Negative, Tango Delta 1. Do not fire afterburners mid-turn. Do not...
Come on. Come on. Don't black out.
Tango Delta 1. Do you read? Tango Delta 1.
Just a little more. Come on. Lock confirmed. Fox 1.
Confirm. Missile launch. Confirm. Target destroyed.
Gotcha, Dan. Attack display confirmed splash. That's $50 you owe me. Gonna have fun with your cash at the casinos tonight.
Yeah, well, you still got a land to collect, Mark.
Warning, low fuel. Warning, low fuel.
Tango Delta 1 to tower. Coming in hot.
Copy that. Clearing runway 5 north. We read your height at 10,000 angels. What's your fuel status?
Fine.
That's not what we're seeing here.
Not my problem.
Warning. Fuel at critical levels.
2,000 angels. Should we scramble emergency vehicles?
Fuel depleted.
Negative. I'm good. Gliding in.
Welcome back, Captain. Congratulations on the safe landing.
Told you I was fine.
Roger that, but I'm not the one you need to convince. We have a visitor. Colonel Scott Dane, conducting flight reviews and pilot evaluations.
So, he just, like, saw this?
Roger that. He says he wants to see you. Interview room 9. ASAP.
Oh, shit.
Captain Taylor?
Yes, sir.
Colonel Scott Dane, step into my office.
Sir, if it's about that landing...
What part about step into my office was unclear?
Nothing, sir.
Sit.
Colonel, I can explain.
I don't like giving orders more than once, except under very specific circumstances. At this moment, there are only two acceptable circumstances. Either you are incapable of understanding my directives...
No, sir. It's just...
Or is the chair not to your satisfaction? Would you prefer a different seat, something comfy? If you'd like to take a nap, I can ask for a cot.
No, sir.
Then sit. Now, where... Right.
I just wanted to ask. Am I in some kind of trouble here, Colonel? I mean, I haven't seen you here before,
I've received the post-flight status report on your plane. Fuel indicators show you were nearly empty when you hit the afterburners.
Nearly? I knew I had enough.
That's not what your equipment said.
Sometimes you have to go with your gut. I felt...
Felt?
Felt she'd make it back. Sometimes you have to go off how a plane feels. It's not something you can learn.
Riding a desk?
No, sir, I didn't mean
Hitting your afterburners in the middle of a 180 not only chews through fuel, you risk blackout.
The target jet was already in a roll. If I waited until he leveled out to hit the blowers, I'd never catch up.
Even if that meant taking unacceptable risks for a training exercise. I have here the results of the personality test you took last month.
Why? I mean, what does that have to do with... Why would
Because, Captain... I'm the reason you and every other pilot in this place took this test in the first place. It says here you like to fly fast.
Kinda goes with being a pilot.
Ever wanted to fly something faster than an F-18?
Sure. Except as far as I know, other than the Blackbird, there isn't a faster plane.
Also says you're from Billings, Montana.
Yes, sir.
Why'd you decide to leave home and join the Air Force?
You ever been to Billings? Sir?
Point taken. Let's see. Only child, parents deceased.
Yes. There was an accident.
Mother Susan was a nurse and part-time teacher at MSU City College. Father Dwight was a test pilot. Applied several times to NASA, but wasn't accepted.
Yes, sir.
Is that the other reason you joined the Air Force? To memorialize your father after his passing? Was it more his dream more than yours?
No, but it was something we always talked about. Something I wanted to do for as long as I can remember. Why? Why?